Jaina had heard death screams many times before, on battlefields from Anthas to Zaleba, and they had one thing in common. Death screams always contained as much surprise as pain, as much anger and disbelief as sorrow. It was as though men meeting a violent end could never quite believe what was happening, that they had finally met a fighter who was better and luckier than they were. Or maybe it was death itself they were cursing, angry at how it preferred to cheat great warriors of their lives rather than take them in a fair fight. Jaina couldn't be sure of the feelings behind the scream, but she knew one thing for certain. A death scream was always raw and loud. And that was the kind of scream she had just heard from the Rude Awakening's medbay, where Luke had strapped in his body before he went beyond shadows. But with black holes reaching out from both sides, and ships still holding the choke point with a steady assault of boulders and plasma, leaving the pilot's seat to go check on him was out of the question. The Awakening's shields had long ago failed, and she had so many weak spots in her bow armor that Jaina was seriously considering spinning the ship around to start taking damage in the stern. She had been fighting back, of course, using a steady onslaught of Baradium missiles against ship. Her goal was to hold on long enough so Luke could return from beyond shadows. By then, she hoped the Awakening would be far enough through the choke point to force its way through with one last shot. But Luke's scream had shown her the folly of her patient approach. She needed to finish this fast and to get to Abeloth's planet. Jaina checked the missile magazine. 3 left. She launched 2, a single second apart, then hit the throttles and accelerated after them. This time, it would be ship who had to decide how crazy the other pilot was.